This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever stumble over a thing you think that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Best way to get in touch with me if you want to reach me before Friday.
Mm-hmm. Jane, why? What's happening on Friday?
That's my last day.
What?
I'm retiring. Did no one tell you that?
No one told me this.
Surprise.
Speaking of surprise.
We'll have some surprises this
week. We'll have fun.
All right. Tisbet. Headline reads, Calvin found this, Ben Blanchett has the byline, construction workers in Boston make startling discovery, but officials say it's not what it looks like. A former Massachusetts state police trooper said his gut reaction was connect the find to a mob hit.
Oh, no.
Construction workers in Boston found what appeared to be a human skull buried in concrete.
It's a Yankees fan.
The office of the chief medical examiner has since confirmed the skull was fake. They were cutting along the pier of the city's Black Falcon Terminal in Boston when they found the skull and alerted authorities. One worker said he and the others on the job couldn't believe it. Photos shared to a local TV station showed what seemed to be a skull popping out of the concrete. Their initial gut reaction to make some connection to a mob hit.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Bunch of notorious organized crime groups called the Boston area home over the years, including the Charleston Gang, the Winter Hill Gang, led by Whitey Bulger.
Bulger,
him too.
I think that's funny that, like, you know, I'm not saying I would go, like, walking up to them being all, like, snarky and in their face, but like, the Evergreen? What do they call? What was the first gang called?
The Charlestown Gang?
The Charlestown Gang. It just sounds like a group that likes to dance a lot, so what am I supposed to be afraid of? Also, let me just put something out here. Finding a skull in concrete in Boston should shock no one. Apparently, these guys were new on the job and from like a much, like they're from Kansas or something.
They're from out of town.
Like, the only thing that's shocking is we only found one.
Why take the time for just one?
Yeah, exactly. I may as well triple it up
a little bit.
I'm going to go cross street from the Duncan and get myself a crawler and you find some more heads. Okay. I don't know what that accent is.
Not Boston. But anyway, it was not a skull.
What was it?
It was a fake skull. Someone took the time to put a fake skull in concrete so someone 20 years later would find it and say, oh my God, we found a body.
I bet you that person is sitting in their apartment right now. Let me rephrase that. That person is sitting in their mother's basement right now laughing so hard and they wouldn't call his friend because his friend is gone. He's in jail. But he's like, I told them they'd find it one day.
Eventually. I got my joke. I finally got my joke.
That's called patience, my friends.
Delayed gratification.
Exactly.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.